For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The King County Bar Association, together with a coalition of professional and civic organizations, has been examining a public health approach to the chronic societal problem of substance abuse and encouraging public investment in research, education, prevention, and treatment as a more effective alternative to the use of criminal sanctions. This report represents the citizens of Seattle, which tallies some 3.5 million people. Here to give us more details is the director of the King County Bar Association's Drug Policy Project, Roger Goodman.
You guys have made what I consider to be the major announcement of the 21st century. Fill my listeners in.
Well, this could be the next big thing. I this really isn't about drugs. This is about health care. This is about fiscal policy. This is about social policy in general, how we treat different groups in our society. And so it's that's why it's a fascinating topic to me, because you read the newspaper and it's this issue feeds into almost every story. So there's potential to make great change here.
The strength of this position is that it involves every organization within your community that monitors and is involved with this drug war. Tell us about the diversity of opinion.
Yeah, well, it used to be that talking about the drug war was a fringe issue. So a few years ago, the Bar Association got together with the Medical Association and the Pharmacy Association and spoke up about this. And so it wasn't that the war on drugs was a failure. It was all of a sudden who was talking about it. Well, since then, we've, instead of just joining the chorus complaining about the drug war, we've actually dug down and figured out how we can do something about it. What's a practical, workable alternative? And so all these groups, hundreds of participants, working groups, task forces, looking at all the different sub-issues to figure out what's a new legal framework to control drugs. So we had four guiding objectives. We want to reduce crime and reduce public disorder. We want to improve health, public health. We want to protect children better. And we want to save money, a wise use of scarce resources. And so that guy, and who can disagree with any of those objectives? So that guided us, and from that we thought, wow, we need to regulate and control these substances rather than leaving them up to this violent, illicit market. And that's the key.
More from Roger Goodman on this week's Cultural Baggage, as well as on Wednesday's 420 report. Nora Callahan, the director of the November Coalition, a prisoner rights advocacy group, will be our guest this week on Cultural Baggage. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.